everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Zach, very hot in the studio today.
It's hot and heavy.
It is, certainly is.
Today.
Very hot and very heavy. Ah! That would have been a perfect time to use Belly B, but Belly B is unfortunately absent this show. Much to the chagrin of most people listening, I imagine.
I think this is a new record. I've made it at least 30 seconds into the show without getting rat feces on me. So... But unless the counter does stop at the 30 seconds. Who's letting these into the studio?
Mate, it's all about mice and rats and all sorts of stuff on the show today, which is good news.
You've got Ebola kicking around. Segue. The return of the Black Plague's happening in Africa as well. And we got rats. We're welcoming rats by the bucket load into the studio. And you know what? Infect the presenters.
The more the merrier. Well, like, you know, I think, you know, obviously people who are trying to get these diseases across the line, they give it to the rats, and then they said, well, hang on, how are we going to get this disease to the people? Mate.
Get it to the community. Give it to the source of the community.
Exactly.
The community radio station.
People, everyone knows, Josh, that people come flocking to us after a show.
What they haven't planned out, though, is nearly every community radio presenter is some sort of social invalid who can't string together more than two sentences of conversation.
Which is very difficult to get a career in broadcasting when you can't string sentences together.
But yet
like the
they
one
do.
I just delivered.
Yet they are on here.
Case in point, two Caseys in point. Hilarious play on our last names there, Zach. I did.
You throw the word hilarious around a little bit too freely, in my opinion.
I'm impressed that I used the word chagrin so early in the show. I'm not even sure what that word means. So I thought I'll weasel it in Belly B's absence. But Zach, I did promise, I did tease. We're starting the show a little bit late because I was preparing a story that we're joined in the studio with Sarah. That's probably the giggling that you're hearing. Probably the last of the giggling you'll hear.
Yeah, I think
if this show has anything to do with it.
I think she's reading a Marmaduke comic.
she's knee deep in a Garfield.
Oh, he really doesn't like Mondays.
He certainly doesn't. Lasagna loves it. Mondays, he hates it. He wraps himself up into his little kitty litter box. We were walking around the bush. Bush ranger radios. And
which, by the way, can I point out, you shouldn't be able to reach the bush from a community radio station in Brisbane.
You shouldn't be able to reach out from where you park your car and be touching gum trees.
Yeah. We're in the middle of nowhere.
If a gust of wind blows, it's all over for our cars. But anyway, you listen to the Josh and Zachary show on Switch 1197. I've got a cute little story about Zach getting bitten by a spider that not even he remembers from our childhood.
Never
so that's
happened.
Good news. And like I said, our producer Sarah's in the studio here today. So if you hear some giggling, please don't be alarmed. You haven't tuned into the wrong radio station. It is indeed the Josh and Zachary show, and we will be straight back after this. Before I get too into the ACRA Awards that were on last night, the Australian Commercial Radio Awards that was going on, regardless of whether or not we showed up, I thought we...
Yeah, that was a bit odd. Well, Josh, the key point there is they're probably saying commercial radio.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we play commercials.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I thought we're in for the running. I sat by my letterbox. I don't know about you, but I sat there, you know, best new radio host in a comedy or musical genre.
Mm.
Nothing.
Nothing. No. Not on the board.
Well, Fitzy and Whipper are getting nominations out of their ass, but leaving us high and dry, which is bad news. But I did promise a story about Zach getting bitten by a spider. Zach, just before we go into our own awards thing. That
now, I'd like to preface
here.
This by saying I've never in my entire life been bitten by a spider. It's one of the few things I hold with pride.
One of the symptoms of getting bitten by a spider, I think, is memory loss, apparently.
I've never been bitten by a spider. And I've never been to Afghanistan. Those are the two things.
The only two things that
I can say with certainty.
Have and will not ever do. But no, I saw a spider out just hanging out. And I got a little bit scared. I went, oh, hang on a second. Bit of a spider situation. You know, Sarah, she just kind of played it off like, yeah, no worries. And it reminded me of the time that you were on your horse, Zach, when we were young. And riding through the bush, not unlike the one that we...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am quite the stockman. Rode horses from about age 4 to 14 when I believed it was no longer cool and decided to take up bass playing instead and form a pop punk band, much cooler than being an all-round stockman.
But you came home from one of your trademark rides with the old man, and mate, looking a bit flustered and whatnot, and you had mum worried. She goes, "Hang on, what's going on here?" And she said to her, "Oh, I got bitten on the arm or the shoulder type area by a spider. Rode to a spider web, and I got bitten by a spider."
Oh, I remember this. I do remember this. I have been bitten by a spider. I've repressed this memory. I remember exactly it.
Oh. So, ladies and gentlemen, we all know it's going to get a whole lot worse from here. Bitten by a spider, he reckons. Zach's in a panic, because like you said, he was riding from a young age, so who knows how old he was, but he certainly he wasn't the calmest of minds in that age bracket. But the old man, you know, he's level-headed. He just said, "Well, suck the poison out of that, mate. That's what you got to want to do in that situation." Mm. So, you know, you lean your head down, you suck it out of your shoulder and whatnot, and, you know, no harm, no foul, spit the poison out.
It was more my pec.
Yeah, your pec kind of area.
My pectoral.
Zach had the benefit of having a little floppy boobies so he could lift them up to his mouth, which is good news for him.
Mate, I don't see me with poison, you know, running through my veins. Well, I'm not shooting web out my wrists, so it obviously did something.
Rightfully so, yeah, you still have to get up and reach for things. But you come home and you told mum the story of your brave heroics. And I sucked spider poison clean out of me pectoral, mum. Me 10-year-old pectoral. And you lift up your shirt and, mate, there's this great big red welt. And mum's having a fit. "Oh, my God, my son's been poisoned by a spider." And she's carrying on. She's got the old man. She's got the old man basically on the way to the hospital for you. Then dad says, "Hey, let me have a look at this." He rips open your shirt. Yeah, he takes one look at it. He goes, "You've given yourself a hickey, mate. That's all it is." Giving yourself a hickey, mate.
I've told a lot of people I got my first hickey when I was 10 years old. I didn't tell a lot of people I gave it to myself.
Classic stuff.
Yeah, that's good, that.
Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll get straight back with our very own awards evening, since Zach and I was excluded unceremoniously from the Acras last night. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197.
You're on Switch.
Sigma, Nobody to Love on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach.
It certainly is, Josh.
Congratulations and commiserations to the winners and losers at the Acra Awards last night. That's the Australian Commercial Radio Awards that you and I were both excluded from. Unfortunate.
Strange.
Gonna get up to that commercial radio thing, mate. We can start getting some tuxedos and whatnot, and we can start attending these awards. But in due course, of course. But in the meantime, Zach, I feel like our efforts, I mean, we have been a show for 1 year, as last year was our 1 year birthday show. And I think it's high time that we start receiving some awards, Zach, for all our efforts that we put in.
I've been lacking in the award department.
Yeah.
I have noticed a stark number of awards not coming through.
I've got myself a trophy room in my...
You look like an idiot.
I do. Oh, this is
you still got the
room.
Example trophies in there that they sold you in the shop.
Yeah, dog handling. That's not even a trophy worth displaying, but I put it up there as an example.
Dog
of
handling
these.
Sounds like a very odd event. What are you handling the dog for?
Dog training.
That sounds better. It sounds like you're sending them on a journey. Put them on a train, ship them off. You don't have to deal with their... anymore.
Not too difficult to put a dog on a train, but
I don't know why I hesitated. I was about to say that SH word. I've only said it like 50 times every other show.
Well, let's not say it during the next 5 minutes, Zach, because it is our award ceremony it's now the Brisbane Community Radio Awards, or the BCRA. BCRA, Zach, awards night. So let's kick it off. Let's kick off proceedings.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual Brisbane Community Radio Awards Night. Now make welcome to the stage the host of tonight's event from the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197, Josh Casey.
Thank you, everyone. As I look out over to the crowd, I see a lot of big names in broadcasting. Also a lot of friends. None bigger than someone I think we can all call our very best friend. First name Mike, last name Raphone. Microphone. Open with a laugh. Let's get into the first award. The nominees for the best co-host in a comedy or musical program are Zach Casey of the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197, Belly B of the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 11 97. And the winner is Zach Casey of the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 11 97.
This is Zach Casey's first nomination at the Brisbane Community Radio Awards and his very first win. He dreams one day to be as big in broadcasting as his co-host on the Josh and Zachary Show, Josh Casey.
You know what? I've won this award, obviously, rightfully so. I'm not proud of myself. I mean, it's the Community Radio Award. I'm surprised I got out of bed for this, to be honest. I was having a nice dream. I woke up to a documentary about nine animals that will kill
you. They're giving you the wind-up, mate. So I think that's it. Only the one award, which is good. The Brisbane Community Radio Awards Night 2014. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll be back next year.
Go screw. These awards suck.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after this. Let's delve into some headlines from around the world. And this one caught my eye.
Of course it did. 10-year-old gives himself a hickey.
Live on air.
Truth revealed after 15 years of secrets. What has he been hiding? How has he lived since then?
Why does he can lift up your shirt, mate? Let's see if you've got any more additional hickeys.
I'm addicted!
Mate, this headline, I mean, this is more disturbing than any hickey you've given yourself in any of your years. Canadian man finds dead mouse in McDonald's coffee. Nightmare situation.
Hey, what is that Scooby-Doo sort of theme song?
That's whenever I read something shocking. Zach, how'd you end up with that hickey? How'd you get your first hickey?
Gave it to myself.
So it works with everything.
And I would have got away with it too.
If it wasn't for?
My meddling father.
Always meddling in your affairs.
Always stopping me from giving myself a bit of affection.
Well, maybe if the old man threw his arms around you a little bit more and told you he loved you, maybe you wouldn't have to give yourself so many hickeys. It's all coming out in the wash on the show. Zach, Ron Morris of Fredericton in New Brunswick in Canada. I like that.
Okay. That's be more specific, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't know if that's his
full
name. What
was his name again?
I don't know if his full name is Ron Morris of Fredericton. Because then it says in New Brunswick, in Canada, in the world, in the universe, yeah. in the Milky Way. And then out we go from there.
Give me your social security number as well.
I think I'd be keeping my head down, love, if I was old mate who found a dead mouse in his McDonald's coffee. Because McDonald's have been advertised. Well, terrible thing to happen in the wake of McHappy Day.
Oh.
Like, McHappy Day was only yesterday. This is bad publicity. McDonald's do not need bad publicity.
Is it like a Ratatouille thing? They've got the mouse under the visors.
Anyone
of the McDonald's
can make
employees.
Coffee. I imagine there's a song in there. It's a Disney film after all.
That's why
up.
No bald people work at McDonald's.
Why is that?
Because the mouse wouldn't be able to pull their hair to control them.
Think of the money they'd save on hair nets. Oh. Oh, McDonald's, you're doing it all wrong. Get your bald people in the kitchen and less mouse in your coffees. But what happened was, mate, he was sipping on his coffee for hours. It would have been cold, so that's disgusting as it is. He sipped on his coffee for hours and almost finished it. He removed the lid from the cup so he could drain the final sip, greedy.
Oh, yum.
How much does this guy love coffee?
Yeah.
One coffee trip a day.
He's enjoying his little treat.
Licking his fingers. Loving life. Only to find a dead mouse lying at the bottom of the cup.
Now, it wasn't the artist dead mouse, was it?
No, I don't think so. Which is good news. But I like the fact he was lying at the bottom of the cup. So he was down there saying, I'm not a mouse. He goes, you bloody liar. You're a mouse and you know it as well as I do. Get out of me coffee.
I call shenanigans on that. Because how do you not feel a dead mouse? I guess mice can be pretty small.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Zach. But he had a lid on his cup.
Yeah, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, he wouldn't have been able to see in, because I'm thinking...
He could feel it, though.
He would have felt a mouse.
I guess, you know, you don't really train yourself on the feel of a coffee with no mouse in it versus the coffee with a mouse
in it. Well, hang on, let's break it down in the Josh and Zachary Show courtroom, shall we?
Please rise for the Honourable Judge Josh and Zachary of Switch 11 97.
Yes, order in my courtroom, please. It is a Josh and Zachary Show after all.
Yeah, why is everyone talking? I've never heard a more more commotion in a courtroom.
Obviously, everyone's just found a mouse in their cup.
Am I the bailiff? Am I the bailiff here?
You certainly are, mate.
Everyone, shut up! Doing a court case over here. Got a mouse in a cup.
We got Sarah over here. She can keep the minutes and if we need anything written.
Do you know
back.
Shorthand, Sarah? Oh, well, we're in trouble now.
Let's turn on the mic so she can contribute as best she can. But I love this quote, Zach. So basically, Canadian man, he found himself a dead mouse in his coffee cup. His McDonald's coffee cup, probably shouldn't be saying that. But they removed the lid. He's draining the last of the coffee out, and only to find it
Why?
Dead.
Why? By wringing the mouse out?
I'm like, how much?
Hang on, I tick.
I think he's more angry than the fact that he didn't get a full cup.
Mouse is a real mouse.
This mouse drank half of me bloody coffee. I think he's like taking him to court for a half share of a latte, a skim latte. But he's been quoted as saying.
I don't know if judges often do jokes about the court, the cases they're in. Oh, Oscar Pistorius, you shot a door and then went through to your girlfriend. Sounds like you thought there was a burglar in there. Boy, would your face be red.
what do you think she shot through or something?
Did you shoot straight on through to the other side? I thought you were three doors down.
I bet she wishes she was. Oh, what? That wasn't half as insulting as what you were saying, right?
No, but I get away with it.
Oh, yeah, because you're adorable.
Yeah.
I'm just a gruff.
I don't look like a threat.
But he's been quoted as saying this, John, Ron Morris of Fredericton. He's been quoted as saying, oh, my God, there's a mouse in my coffee.
The appropriate response.
I mean, you don't want to be saying anything other than that. That's what one of his co-workers told CNN. They obviously grabbed him. Hey, you work with Ron Morris of Fredericton. What did he say when he spied a mouse lying in the body?
I remember it like it was yesterday, which it was. If I recall correctly, he said, "Oh my God, there's a mouse in my cup." Say what you see. You know,
he just had a panic. He just started describing exactly his feelings and
that's what
his
happens
emotions.
When you improvise.
But Mr. Morris of Fredericton, Zagat says he has not expressed any intention to sue McDonald's.
Oh, this man's an idiot.
Yeah, but he has been quoted as saying, "I'd like to know how the mouse got into my cup of coffee."
That's, I don't
the least of his problems. Yeah. The least of his problems. He's basically, he's bought himself a cup full of rabies, which I didn't think was on
what,
the menu.
On what planet is that the appropriate punishment? If there was a mouse in my coffee, I would be suing.
Oh.
Like, 100%. I would be disgusted, for one thing.
Mouse in the coffee, Zach. This reminds me of a story told to us by a friend of the show, Mr. Mark Patton. All things disgusting food, you know, animals attacking your food. Because, like, I'll be honest, if a fly lands on my toasted sandwich, that fly has dibs on the rest of my toasted sandwiches. All that good stuff, right? If I find a mouse in my coffee, right, I'm not coming back from that in no way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I'll starve. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, I'll never trust a cup of coffee again. Certainly not from this McDonald's restaurant. But this Mark Patton, friend of the show, making himself a sandwich. Oh, and he was loving it. All the good stuff. You know, he was making a sandwich to his likings. And just as he...
And I've seen his sandwiches. They're like someone's playing Jenga with carrots and bread.
It's like someone has blessed his hands. And the only thing he can do is just make a hell of a sandwich for himself and no one else. But he said he's making a sandwich just about to cut it all up, you know, maybe get a drink or something, a beverage to wash the sandwich down with. And from out of nowhere, cockroach come running out of somewhere and just runs clean over his sandwich. So, nightmare situation.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare situation. Like we said, he can make a hell of a sandwich. He knows it as well as we do. So he's looking at his sandwich. He's got a dilemma on his hands. He goes, "I know exactly what happened. That cockroach ran out from God knows where, ran clean over me sandwich. And now I'm left with one, no sandwich,
two,
material.
Cockroach sandwich."
Cockroach sandwich. So in his mind, I guess he kind of went, "I know where it ran." So his solution was...
Cut the path.
Oh, see, that's a well thought out plan. My mind was also cut where he walked, and then I'll leave it there, and maybe the cockroach can come back in due course and take the rest of his sandwich.
Yeah, but then the cockroach is shaking you down all the time. It knows that it can get away with
it. Knows all he has to do is touch your food and go, "Oh no, I'll be taking that."
It'll be running around the corner slice of the lasagna because that's the best piece.
He'll be like, "Hey, is that your Volkswagen out there?" Yeah, it certainly is. Oh, I was going to go, no. Touch. Oh, God damn it, he goes to my car as well. Well, Mark Patton's solution, Zach. He looked at his sandwich and he thought, "Well, I know where he walked." So he grabbed his sandwich and then spun it around really quick. So much so that he forgot. He forgot where the cockroach lie. Make yourself another sandwich, Mark. That's a clear solution. Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back.